I received a massive dose of encouragement from my daily Bible reading today. I was in Luke chapter 18, and the verses 35 to 43 grabbed my attention and encouraged me. You see, I was encouraged by an unnamed blind beggar just outside the walls of Jericho. Here's why I was encouraged. The man lacked one of his senses. He was blind. But he was a fanatic, faith-filled asker. Let me show you the five asks. First, as a blind man in Jesus' day, one way to meet his needs was to beg from those passing by. He was in a constant state of asking. Asking for scraps, asking for food, asking for money, asking for help to live. Second, when he heard the commotion of a crowd going by, he asked what was happening. He couldn't see what was going on, so he asked. Third, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he asked for mercy by shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now this is so important. Notice his shift of terms. The crowd tells him that Jesus from Nazareth is coming by, but the blind man calls out to Jesus, Son of David. This is a clear sign that the blind man sees the coming expected Messiah in his midst. The blind man is acting on faith and asking in faith. Fourth, when the blind man was told to be quiet, he asked again by shouting even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." With this, Jesus stopped, stood still, and ordered the man to be brought to him. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" With that, the blind beggar made his fifth ask, "Lord, let me see again." Here he called Jesus Lord. Jesus responded with, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." The scriptures then say, immediately he regained his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, praised God. I don't know about you, but for me, this is super encouraging. It sounds like this habitual asker received even more than he asked for. He received salvation and his sight. He acted on faith and was persistent in asking, even in the face of adversity. Now, if you've been a devoted podcast follower or a devoted reader of my episodes, you'll realize that this is the third time I received encouragement from the concept of asking. But I won't make an apology for that, because asking is huge. It's very important. But even more important is having faith in God, faith in His Son Jesus, and then asking in faith. So that's why today I'm super encouraged by this unnamed blind beggar who asked the Lord in faith, glorified God, followed the Lord, and caused the whole crowd to praise God. His persistence, his faith, his shouting and asking changed his life, changed the lives of those in the crowd, and encouraged me, and hopefully you, through his story. My final challenge or ask is that we would all ask the Lord for this kind of faith, and then follow the Lord of life wherever he leads. With that, let me ask you to have a faith-filled, encouraging day.